Well-known farm broadcaster Mike Adams was my guest on the Early Bird Saturday Morning, providing a history of the National Association of Farm Broadcasting, which goes back to the mid-1940s. Now on today's Monday edition of Farm Time, a portion of our interview which I think truly states the purpose of farm broadcasters.
Despite the social media and all of the news that is available there with many different platforms, I guess, farmers still listen, and there are several surveys to back this up. Farmers still listen and respect farm programming.
Mike, our delivery methods have changed over the years, but one thing has not changed, and that is the relationship between the broadcaster and the listeners. And the stronger that relationship is and that trust factor that you develop with your audience, that is what is key, and they still count on the farm broadcaster to deliver them the information they need to make important decisions in their farming operation.
There's a strong relationship between farm broadcasters in Illinois and the National Association of Farm Broadcasting. Past presidents from our state include Orion Samuelson, Max Armstrong, Mike Adams, who you just heard from, Pam Fretwell, Colleen Callahan, and also Rita Frazier, who's in charge of the RFD radio network for the Illinois Farm Bureau. A lot of talk about the ag economy and economy overall at the convention last week. Well, a story that I brought home with me says, is U.S. agriculture in a recession? At least one economist thinks so. Dr. Ernie Goss, a Creighton University professor, said it depends on what sector of agriculture and the overall economy you're talking about. We are, in terms of agriculture, on the grain side, certainly, he said, and manufacturing, one could argue there as well that it's moving sideways. The manufacturing sector in the U.S. has lost about 45,000 jobs this year alone. And you're looking at agriculture also right there with manufacturing, but manufacturing not down near as much as agriculture. What kind of impact are the economic challenges having on jobs, both in and out of agriculture? On the hiring side of rural Main Street, he said, it's not as tough as you might think out there, and that's outside of agriculture. That would be the businesses on Main Street, whether we're talking about leisure and hospitality, dry cleaners, and other businesses out there. I'll conclude by saying we hope for a stronger economy for all of us in the months ahead. I'm Mike Perrine.